I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hi, neighbor. I like you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what we're going to do today, boys and girls? Well, today, I'm going to talk about the number three. Sure. Did you know that the number three is a magic number?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for labor.
Do you know that all sorts of things come in threes, boys and girls? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Here's the Three Stooges. They come in threes, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then there's French hens that, in that Christmas song, they come in threes too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. I can't keep a straight face doing this. I can't. I just can't. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. Do you like that song, neighbor?
Me neither.
I don't like it either. Did you know that when I hear Lionel Richie sing that song, Three Times a Lady, did you know that I just want to shove a pencil in my left ear? Did you know that, neighbor? Sure you did.
If I were on a deserted island and I had, like, just one album to pick from, that'd probably be... Yeah, that's tough. That's really kind of tough. I don't know. I said it before, but I don't know. I change my mind about every year, but... So you're on a deserted island, and nobody's there. You're just there. You know, it's deserted. Nobody's there. You're all alone. You got one album to select from. That, yeah, that'd be making my top five, I think. Damn the Torpedoes from Tom Petty. He's the best thing to ever come out of Gainesville, Florida, and you know that. And I still, to this day, cannot... How long has he been gone? I can't believe he's been... You know, he's gone. I can't believe that. How long? 2 years? Has it been that long? Tom Petty. Unbelievable. Anybody remember the wacky name of one of his first bands? The wacky name of one of Tom Petty's very first bands? I'm going to make that my first quiz of the morning.
It's my first quiz of the morning.
At 5:34 o'clock, it's my
first quiz of the day. My first quiz of the morning.
It's my first quiz
of the day.
Just so you know. You know, I do a lot of recording and stuff, and I do dumb little jingles for my show, but just so you know, it's almost impossible, I think, it's almost impossible for you to harmonize with yourself. It's just weird. I don't know. I can harmonize with other people, but I can't harmonize with myself. So, the wacky name of one of Tom Petty's very first bands. I'm going to go ahead and offer up multiple choice for you because I, John Carter, on this morning show, I like to make it that much easier for you. Is it A, Crazy Uncle Larry and his troop of Molotov cocktail jugglers? B, John Cougar Concentration Camp? C, Mudcrutch? D, Snotty Scotty and the Hankies? Okay, there's your multiple choices. 470, call me when you get a minute, 470-570-670-1035. That is my first quiz of the morning.
It's my first quiz of the morning.
We have to hear that again? We don't have to hear that again, do we? Turn that down, we heard that. That's my first quiz of the morning. Folks, this is the time every morning, I don't know if you know this, this is the time when I, Jumpin' JC, scan and scour the entire Wasatchial Zone. The Wasatchian Frontillion Zone. I scanned the entire Wasatch Front for firsts, okay? You know, an answer to my first quiz of the morning and my first phone caller of the morning also. And I've been thinking about giving away a T-shirt every morning to my very first loyal and dedicated phone caller of the morning. I'm not sure what the T-shirt would say, but tell me how you feel about this. You know, if you're the first phone caller of the morning, and we haven't started this yet, you know, giving away the T-shirt for the very first phone caller of the morning, but I've been thinking about doing this, but what would the T-shirt say? How about, I was John Carter's very first loyal and dedicated phone caller of the morning, and all I got was this dumb shirt. That's not bad. It's a tough one. When I first saw it, I didn't think it'd be that hard, but evidently I was wrong. It's a recent study, and I'm getting a few calls on it today. You guys are kind of quiet out there. You going to call me on this or what? In a recent study, when you first meet someone, just think about the first two things you immediately... Maybe you're overthinking it, folks, on this one. When you first meet someone, these two things, you immediately judge about that person, instantly. It's an instant thing that you think about when you meet someone for the first time. Two things. What do you think those two things might be?
So it's been around. I've been thinking about it for a while. I listen to your show pretty much every day.
Okay, why do you put yourself through that?
So, anyway, I was thinking, their vocabulary, possibly their intelligence, you know, because of their vocabulary.
Okay.
And then possibly their hygiene, you know, or how well they take care of themselves. Their overall appearance, I guess.
You haven't said... You're close on one of the items, but you haven't said the magic word yet. You said vocabulary. What else? What was the other one you said?
Like the overall appearance, hygiene.
Yeah.
Cleanliness.
No, it has nothing to do with hygiene.
It has nothing to do with hygiene.
No. Your first one, this is all I'm going to say for a clue on this. Your first one, when you said vocabulary, that's pretty dang close, mister.
Oh, man.
Okay, you think about it. Will you call me back?
If I come up with a better answer, I will.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. Rock on with your bad self, and don't forget to call 811 before you dig. John Carter's Morning Wake-Up Show, broadcasting with the power of 10 billion butterfly sneezes, live from the Ed Clausen from Woods Cross Aero Morning Studios. Just a question for you this morning, and yes, this will be, folks, this will be my fun, frivolous, festive phone-in topic for today. I want you to be thinking about this a little bit. I don't know if you know this, since April... That's the month we're in right now. Since April, I looked it up this morning. April, I didn't even know this until I saw this. April is Lyrics Appreciation Month. No, I'm sorry. It's Lyrics Awareness Month. That's what April is. Were you even aware that April is Lyrics Awareness Month? Me neither. But it is. It's Lyrics Awareness Month. And because it is, how about this? How about the best line in any classic rock tune? Yeah, the best line in a classic rock tune, or maybe the worst line in a classic rock tune. I've always had a little problem with Steve Miller's Abracadabra, I Want to Reach Out and Grab Ya, you know? It's just always been a problem with me. All right, call me. Chime in on this one when you get a minute. It's 470-570 or 670-1035. The best line or worst line or lyric from any classic rock tune. Janitor Bob from the Aero, he's been cleaning up stuff from last night. He just popped in here. Hi, Janitor Bob. How are you?
What's up?
So, what do you think? The best line for you in any classic rock song? Think about it. I know it's a tough question, but you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Big bottom girls make the world go by.
Big bottom girls make the world go by. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty close. Thank you, Bob. Janitor Bob, everybody. Let's have a hand for him. Yeah. Good job, Bob. Okay. The best line or worst line or lyric from a classic rock tune. Maybe for you it's, just a small town girl living in a lonely world. I've always been kind of partial to We Were Just Another Band Out of Boston. I wonder why. Why was I partial to that for all these years? I know why. Because it's Boston! From 103.5 The Arrow. Okay, please allow me to introduce myself. Big bottom girls make the world go by. Hey, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. For you, what's the best line in a classic rock tune for you?
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Yes, Rush. Free Will, my man. Good one. Let me give you a golf clap for that one. Nice, nice, nice. So that gets you going. That line really does it for you, huh?
It's just kind of the ironical sense of it.
Yeah. You know, there's no such word as ironical.
There is this morning.
Yes, there is. What's your name?
Randy.
Hey, Randy, I'm so happy you listened to the Arrow. Another golf clap. I haven't issued many golf claps today, so, you know, you've got the first couple of them right here.
Well, that puts me closer to a hole in seven.
That's right. That's right. Thanks for calling, man. Have a good morning.
Take care. You too.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Randy. Bye. Okay. And now, I've got the easiest way that I can think of for you to win a pair of tickets for the comedy of This Guy Is So Funny, and he's so highly sought after. Really is. Funniest guy in America right now. Jim Gaffigan. This is my setup story for my morning show Recall. That'll come down at 8:45, but you're going to have to hear the story first. And then, just come back at 8:45 and answer my conundrum from the story, and I'll set you up with tickets for Jim's show. Jim Gaffigan. Viv Arena, coming up later in December. I found this one in my John Carter file labeled People Who Got Nailed Over a Piece of Fruit. Crystal Tadlock. Well, she may think twice before accepting anything from a Delta Airlines attendant ever, ever again. Flying back from Paris, the Colorado woman accepted a free apple, handed out by an attendant, and stuffed it in her carry-on bag. That's what you do. Or your backpack, whatever. Only to discover at customs that the fruit would end up costing her $500. Tadlock said, the customs agent asked me if my trip to France was expensive. And I said, yeah, yes it was. Well, then he said, well, it's about to get a lot more expensive because I'm going to charge you $500. She asked if she could toss the apple or eat it, but the agent said no. Tadlock added, it's really unfortunate somebody has to go through this and be treated like a criminal over an apple, a piece of fruit. She also lost her global entry status on Delta Airlines. I'm not sure what that is, but she blames Delta for handing out the fruit without warning and says customs should have, you know, cut her a break. The Customs and Border Patrol people responded by saying, quote, all agriculture items must be declared. And a Delta spokesperson said, quote, we encourage our customers to follow U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection protocols, end of quote. Apparently, she plans to fight the fine in court, and she says, but once again, the apple is from Delta. They gave it to me, and I think that's the most important part of the story. Well, here's what I think. I think Crystal blew it. Now, here's what she should have done. What she should have said is, no, this is no ordinary apple. This is my emotional support apple. Hey, look. No, really. If people can fly with an emotional support turkey or a chicken or a dog or a cat, come on, why not an apple? And that's what I would have done. I need this apple for emotional support. That's your setup story for my morning show Recall. It's coming down at 8:45. This is really easy, and you will not need any emotional support to get this done, folks. Just come back and listen again to the Arrow even more at 8:45. Call me. Just tell me how much that woman's fine was for that horrible thing she did. It was harboring that wicked apple in her carry-on bag. Just remember, $500 at 8:45, and I'll get you comped with tickets to funny feller Jim Gaffigan. He'll be live at Viv Arena later in December, okay? I'll catch you back here at 8:45. Don't stiff me, because I need you back here then. Okay, April. Now, I found this out. April is Lyrics Appreciation Month, or what is it? No, it's Lyrics Awareness Month. That's what April is. We should have talked about this earlier in the month, maybe, but what's the best or worst line in any classic rock tune? Here's a vote for the best.
I'm drawing a blank, but I'm thinking Eagles, Man, Lion Eyes.
Okay, and what's the line in the song that's your favorite?
City girls can get through any door with a smile on their face or something.
I don't recall that line in that song, but maybe.
I swear it's there, or I'm mixing it up. I'm probably mixing it up.
You're just making up crap. That's what you're doing. John Carter's Morning Show from the Ed Clausen from Woods Cross Arrow Morning Studios, live! Broadcasting with the power of 10 billion butterfly sneezes to all reaches of the Wasatchiel Zone. And I'm playing Heart. Van Halen is coming up. They're on tap. I got Frampton, the Stones. They're all straight ahead for your classic rock enjoyment and drive to work deployment. And I just got off the blower with, what's that guy's name? Jake Batty. Jake Batty. Anybody know? Fun at parties. I'm sure he's fun at parties. He sounded like a really nice guy. Jake Batty from Kearns. I just gave Jake a Disney gift card, you know, just for being caller number 10. And Jake, you're the very first to hear the word, the first Disney code word for tomorrow's grand prize. It's a family vacation to Happy Land. Hotel included, plus a family four-pack of passes for 3 days. Tomorrow's super secret, super magical Disney code word, the first of five, is life. Life is your first word. Get all five words from today and win the Disneyland trip tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I've got concert tickets for Poison and Cheap Trick.
Are you serious?
Yes, May 22nd at USANA Amphitheater. Also got lunch for you at Pat's Barbecue. That'll be coming up next. For those of you who think you can nail me or get me on the topic of rock and roll, and you'll never do it, because nobody can ever get me on that topic, because I'm just too good, I'm too quick, I'm too sharp. But for those of you that want to, and, you know, it's been a lifelong dream of yours to get that done, Stump the Chump is moments away. We've got Andrew in here with a quick check on the news we can all use. Good morning, Drew.
Yeah, good morning to you, John, here on a Tuesday morning. Fine Tuesday morning. First, the news out of Canada. The deadliest attack in some 30 years there. A man will appear in court this morning. Suspect accused of driving a van through a crowded sidewalk in Toronto yesterday. 10 people in all were killed. 15 others hurt. Officials believe it was deliberate. They have not announced a motive there yet. So certainly a scary story out of Canada we're following this morning. Also happening today here stateside. The first state dinner of the Trump presidency comes this evening at the White House when President Donald Trump and the First Lady host French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, along with approximately 150 other guests. The menu is out, and it looks like they're going to have a very nice dinner there in D.C. tonight at the White House.
Is it steak kebabs?
No, not steak kebabs. I believe there's some sort of very French-sounding, I don't know what. Is on the menu.
What's it? What, lobster thermidor?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Like that's pretty fancy.
What would you What would you put on a menu if you had a president of a different country at your house?
Probably. I don't know. You know, that's a tough one. Salad.
Salad.
Salads.
John Carter's famous sticky chicken.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that what you do?
John Carter's Dutch oven sticky orange chicken.
That's it right there. So there's that. We're watching that one as well. Meantime, the other big headline of the day, of course, the Utah Jazz. They have a big win last night, 113-96 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. They take the lead, a commanding lead in the series, 3-1. Now the series shifts back to Oklahoma City for Game 5 on Wednesday night. Donovan Mitchell, a rookie record for the Jazz, 33 points. And, man, he is in some rare air right now. He is getting up to some Michael Jordan-esque numbers for a rookie in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's got 110 points through four games, and Michael Jordan had 117 in 1985, I believe. That's it. That's the only other person ahead of him through those four games ever in the history of the NBA.
Larry Bird?
No, not Larry Bird.
Wow.
Not Magic Johnson. Nobody. So it's Donovan Mitchell and Michael Jordan there atop those numbers for a rookie in the playoffs.
Not even about Jose Ortiz?
I don't think so. Not quite.
Blue Edwards?
Greg Ostertag. Not quite either. So anyway, big win for the Jazz, of course. Jazz fever has swept the state. And, yeah, they look to close out the series Wednesday night in Oklahoma City against those Thunder. Westbrook. He did okay against Ricky Rubio. He got his points, but he could not beat the Jazz last night. They win it big last night by 17 points.
They were making fun of Westbrook last night, weren't they?
Yeah.
People were calling him on.
Got under their skin. Ingles really knows how to get under their skin, you know, and they got him off their game pretty good.
Yeah, but they still got it. So it goes back to Oklahoma.
Yeah, and then an if-necessary Game 6 would be Friday night here in Utah.
Right.
And an even more if-necessary Game 7, I guess, would be next Monday then in Oklahoma City.
Too bad it wasn't the best of five. We'd already be there.
We would be there. Yeah. 3-1. That's true. You made that mention before we started the series, didn't it used to be best of five. It used to be best of five, and the Jazz would be moving on if that were the case. But they've got to get one more game, three chances to win one game. So okay. I think they're going to do it.
We can do it. Yes. Thanks for coming up.
All right, bud. We'll see you in an hour.
From Channel 5, he'll be back. Andrew Wittenberg. Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Pretty quick here. They've been nominated. Is it this year or was it last year the Cars got in? I think they're going in this year, along with, the Moody Blues and who else. Now, there's a couple of people nobody's ever heard of, but the main thing is, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, the main thing is Boston's not going in, and that's why I'm bummed. But, you know, it's okay, because, you know, four or five more years will go by and they won't get in, and neither will Def Leppard or Styx or Foreigner. What's up with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people? They just can't get it right. Okay, I've got Mike on the line. He wants to stump the chump for the freebies. Tickets for Poison, Cheap Trick. That's May 22nd, lunch at Pat's Barbecue 2 today on Stump the Chump. Mike, it's good to have you on the show. Where are you from?
Sandy.
Do you know the Mike, do you know the rules of stumping engagement as we get things going here on Stump the Chump today?
Yes, I do.
Tell me what the rules are. Can you do it in this decade, Mike?
You say something and then I...
No. No, no. Uh-uh. That's not the way it goes. Here's the way it works. Let me go over the rules. Number one, first and foremost, Mike from Sandy, know the answer to your own question, do you?
Pardon me?
You have to have the question, Mike.
Oh, I have to have the question.
Yeah. So do you know the answer to your own question?
I hope so.
Well, we'll find out. Listen, I want you to keep it classic. You got to keep it rock and roll. You know, no rap. This is classic rock. You know, no hip-hop questions, no disco on Stump the Chump, no big band questions. Mike, I don't even do show tunes, no techno or, you know, ballroom dancing, none of that crap. No questions about Christian metal, okay?
Okay.
And no neoclassical medieval metal questions either. That's a great form of music I'm just not that familiar with. Occasionally, Mike, I'll let a question about country music go. By the way, my favorite country music song right now, maybe you've heard about it, or maybe you've heard it. It's called I Went Back to My Fourth Wife for the Third Time and Gave Her a Second Chance to Make a First-Class Fool Out of Me. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I think I have.
I think the same guy that did that one did If Your Phone Don't Ring, It's Probably Me, another great country song. Okay, finally, Mike... no concert questions. I mean, look, if I didn't go to the concert, you know, how could I possibly know that when the Rolling Stones came to Rice-Eccles Stadium back in the 90s, that was not Keith Richards on stage? Because Keith Richards died in 1985, and what you saw on stage at the Voodoo Lounge show at Rice-Eccles Stadium, that was actually a hologram of Keith being controlled with a joystick backstage by Brian Jones, former guitarist for the Stones, who we all thought was dead. He died back in 1969, but he's actually still alive! Okay, evidently my jokes suck for you. You don't think they're that funny. Let's go ahead and let's play Stump the Chump. Mike from Sandy, go ahead. Stump me.
Okay.
That was nice lung mustard, by the way.
Which rock and roll band is going to do its final show in Florida?
Which rock and roll? What? Wait a minute. I don't know. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ozzy.
Yeah, you got it.
Really? I got it?
Yep.
I just took a wild guess on that. Really? It's Skynyrd?
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, you know, it makes sense because they are, after all, that little rock and roll band from Jacksonville, FLA.
Yep.
Okay.
Kid Rock and one other good one going to be with them.
38 Special, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah, okay. Well, sorry you didn't stump me today. We're going to have to move on.
That's all right.
But here's a golf clap for you.
Yeah.
But here's a golf clap for you, Mike, from Sandy. Nicely done, my man.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a strange deal. I just took a wild guess on that. We'll go to another contestant because I still have those tickets for Poison and Cheap Trick and lunch. Free lunch at Pat's Barbecue. Call me. Next call gets to stump me on Stump the Chump. Set for round two. This is round two, right? Yeah, because this is Stump the Chump, by the way. Round two, my previous contestant. He asked me a question about what band is playing their final show in Florida. I don't know how I got it, but it was a wild guess, and I nailed it. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Well, they're from Florida, you know. And who else would you... I guess you could say Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, right? They're from Gainesville. Anyway, I nailed that one with my first contestant on Stump the Chump. Round two. For the freebies, I've got tickets for you for Poison and Cheap Trick. May 22nd at USANA. We'll throw in lunch at Pat's Barbecue. I'm ready to be stumped here at the Arrow this morning. Go ahead.
All right, John. How did Buffalo Springfield get their name?
Buffalo Springfield. How do they get there? This is Tony. And hi, Tony.
Yes,
how you been?
Good, man. How you doing, Buff?
Pretty good, man. What's going on with you these days?
Oh, not a lot. Man. Just hanging in.
First of all, Buffalo, New York.
No.
What?
No.
No, come on, yes.
No, sir.
Now, listen, Tony, I've mentioned this before, if you and I disagree on the correct answer on this thing, we have to,
either go to Wendover, and play a little 21, and you give me your ATM card, or we play a mean game of lawn darts in my backyard. I'm talking the real lawn darts here, too.
Okay, we'll go with lawn darts.
We're going to go lawn darts. Okay, Buffalo, seriously, Buffalo Springfield, let's see. Does it have anything to do with the Buffalo Nickel?
No, sir.
Oh, okay, you tell me, and I'll give you the free crap. How'd they get their name?
From the side of a steamroller, of all things.
What?
From the side of a steamroller.
Tony, you're just making up crap.
Look it up. Look it up.
I think I heard that. I think I remember that. Okay, you're a winner. You have stumped this job! I've got tickets for you for Poison. Cheap Trick, Tony. That's May 22nd at USANA. You like Pat's Barbecue?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's barbecue so good that with one bite, after one bite, you'll just start crying because it's so good.
I'll be crying sometime this week.
Okay, good deal. Tony, where are you from?
I'm from Roy.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. That's that's got to be rough on you. Okay, Tony stumped me on Stump the Chump. Hang on, Tony. I'll get your free crap.
Woo-hoo.
Best or worst line from a classic rock tune? I just got a call from Kevin. Where was Kevin from? On his way to work from Eagle Mountain. Kevin from Eagle Mountain. Thanks for chiming in. And I agree with you, Kevin, on the Def Leppard line. Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe, hey, hey. That's a good one. I do like that. I don't know why. It's very catchy. Def Leppard's known for their catchiness. So there's one. John is on the phone with the worst line in a classic rock tune.
I don't know if you've ever listened to it. David Peel and the Lower East Side Have a Marijuana. The whole album is terrible.
Who is it again?
David Peel and the Lower East Side.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Give me a sample of some crappy lyrics. Is it as bad as that Steve Miller song I mentioned, Abracadabra, I Want to Reach Out and Grab You?
Well, one of the songs starts out, I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too.
What's wrong with that? And the word medical's not even mentioned in there.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, John.
Thank you.
Bye. See ya. Bye. Have you missed my old buddies, Timmy and the Bible Brothers? Remember those guys? Hi, I'm Timmy. Remember that? Remember that little Timmy guy? Hi. And then Pop would come in and, I don't know, tell him he's stupid or something. I don't know. He didn't do that. Did Pop ever call Timmy dumb? Oh, he did. Yeah. Anyway, if you've missed Timmy, the Bible Brothers, say hallelujah. And our old friend, Mr. Twister, if you've missed those guys over the years, there's some good news. They are now living forever, digitally, on the Aero app. Download the 103.5 Aero app, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play or other locations, other places. And you can catch up with the complete cast of wacky characters from, I don't know, when did we play that stuff? 80s? 90s? I don't know. 70s? Was I around in the 70s? Yes, I was. It's the Aero app. If you download that now, you can hear all that stuff. It's all thanks and powered by WCF Insurance.